Hello, everyone. I'm sure most of you would have recognized all the sporting legends on the screen here. So we have got Ian Thorpe from swimming, Shane Warne from cricket, Wayne Carey from AFL, and Tiger Woods from golf. Does anyone know what's common between all of them? Well, before you start thinking too hard, let me tell you that we're not talking about all the controversies that they've been involved in, because we don't have time for that today. Okay, so all these players suffered from serious shoulder injuries at some stage in their career, which affected their performance so badly that they could never continue to be the player they used to be, which is very disappointing, isn't it? But the fact is that shoulder injuries don't happen to the sporty people only. In fact, you would be surprised to know that shoulder pain is the third most common joint pain that we see our GPs for after back pain and neck pain. And I'm sure most of you would know someone in your friends or family who've got their arms operated, who can't hang up washing or carry a bag of groceries because of pain in their arms. So what's causing all this? Well, 85% of shoulder problems are caused by a structure inside our shoulder joint called rotator cuff. Now, rotator cuff, as you can see on the screen there, it's a group of four muscles that sits around our shoulder joint. Muscles at the front move our arm in, and muscles at the back move our arm out. And shoulder joint, as you may know, is an example of ball and socket joint. But the socket here is very shallow, so the arm bone can slip out of it very easily. And these muscles help to stop that. So if I fall on my arm like this, and these muscles are not working, then my arm bone will slip out, giving me a lot of pain. So the good thing here is that we know what's causing all this. But what we still don't know is how to fix it. And that's because no one has ever tested that how do these muscles work? Or how do they stop this arm bone from slipping out? And unless we know the answers to these key questions, we'll keep getting failed results. Our research is going to be the first one to investigate that. But the big question is, how are we going to do it? So we'll put some electrodes in these muscles, which will be connected to a monitor where we can see what exactly happens when these muscles are active and how do they make our shoulder joint stable. So by finding all these answers, our research will help clinicians to understand these muscles in a much better way so that we can design more appropriate and more successful treatment programs, which would help millions of Australians and many others around the world to live a pain-free and active life. And that means that we'll be able to see our favorite players back on the sporting field, not in the hospitals. Thank you.